Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate celebrating 20 years, my 20th year as a small business owner. Now, by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website has been around since 1997, and that's the day I started this version of my business. I was telling you earlier that I started a business consulting company on this day, in May 29th, 1989, in the morning of that day, and went out and started making sales, and I did that for several years. I had a business consulting company, and for a number of years, I worked with lots and lots of different small businesses. Some companies were my regulars, and some companies were in and out. I did a lot of sales training. I taught banks how to speak small business and how to sell to small business successfully. I taught salespeople how to sell. I wrote a book on a training book on selling, and I still run into people who tell me they're still using that book 20 years later. So that's kind of exciting. But anyway, And then later in 1997, I decided that I wanted to speak to more than one person at a time, and I gradually converted my consulting business into my media company, which includes this radio show and all the other things that we do, including the website, including the writing and the speaking and the books and everything that we've done. So I evolved my business, but in 1989, I didn't know any of that. All I knew in 1989, and this is where a lot of you people, a lot of you listening right now are, what I knew in 1989 was I had two teenagers and two mortgages. I knew that I didn't want to go look for a job because I was tired of that, and I knew that I had to make a living. And so starting my own business made the most sense. Now, I was undercapitalized. Here's what I didn't know. Here are some of the things I didn't know. I didn't know how I was going to pull it off. I didn't know that. I didn't know how long it was going to take to get sales. I didn't know how long the sales revenue, it would take for the sales revenue to overcome my cash deficit at the time, because things were pretty tough. There was a slow economy back in those days too, by the way. And so, this was not long after the crash of 87 and not long before the recession of 90. And so this was the economy wasn't exactly rock and roll. I didn't know how long that was going to take. I didn't know how much to charge my clients. So I came up with a number, and it worked. And I didn't know how to raise my prices later on, but I learned that. I figured that out as I went along. I didn't know exactly what the kinds of products that I was going to provide for my clients. But I eventually learned that because I found out what they needed to have done. I didn't know in those days that every customer I dealt with, every consulting customer that I had, that dealing with them was almost the same formula. It was just basic problem solving. I just didn't know a lot of stuff. And I didn't know where my company was going. I didn't have all the answers. I wanted the answers, but I didn't have them. But I started my business, and I kept working. I worked really hard. Every day was a new day, and I tried to stay true to myself. I did my best to add value to my customers, and I did my best to be honest and truthful with them and to be loyal to them. And you know what? That formula allowed me to grow my consulting business. And that formula has served me well when I converted to my media company. And so what I'm saying to you folks is, if this is where you are, you know, you're where I was 20 years ago. If you're thinking about a business, if you're laid off, if you've just started a business, or you've got one that's a kind of a young business and you're trying to grow it, you can't have all the answers. There's no way for you to know all the answers. Don't worry about it. Just do what you know how to do. Be true to your customers. Don't try to be more than you can be. But it's okay to push the envelope a little bit, because that's how you grow. That's how you grow your business. But you've got to have faith in yourself. If you've got some ability, if you've got some skills, if you've got if you really want to do this, you don't have to have all the answers. Just go to work and get one day in, put one foot in front of the other, and get one day behind you, and then another one, and then another one, and learn every day. Learn something every day. You don't have to have all the answers. And I'll tell you something else. There's something to be said about that, because I don't know how many times I've had people say, "Jim, how did you do that? How did you know you could do that? How did you pull that off? Why did those people do this with you? How did you get them to do that?" And I said, without really thinking about it, in all those cases, I said, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to." And that's a really important thing. That's maybe the essence of entrepreneurship, is entrepreneurs don't know that they're not supposed to do something. And so they do it, and they pull it off. And that's how we find out things can be done. And that's how you may find out that you can be a small business owner. And in 20 years, it's been wonderful. There have been highs, there have been lows. But all in all, I wouldn't rather have done anything else. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.